from there we went, covered a lot of territory, went through France, and we were in Patton's Third Army, and he liked our division because he knew our general. And we had a colonel, by the way, that came from Agawam, Massachusetts. His name was Abrams, Creighton W. Abrams.
What was his first name?
Creighton. The Germans thought he was Jewish, you know, with a name like Abrams. In fact, when we were on maneuvers, I asked him one day, I said, he was a captain, and I said, I thought you were one of our boys. He says, oh, he thinks there was a little Jew boy hanging around somewhere in England. That's how they're from me. He was from England, his family. But anyway, he was a great officer. He became a general, chief of staff, a four-star general. He was a marvelous person besides being a good officer. But anyway, we went through France, and we were around the Metz area, around Nancy and that's the eastern part of France. We got word.
Did you say the Metz area?
Yeah, Metz, France, M-E-T-Z.
Okay, I just want to make sure I have it correct for our record.
And they said we had to go up towards Belgium. We didn't know what was going on yet. And I was telling them we had to take off all our patches, you know, the insignias, and paint all the letters off our vehicles that said, like, headquarters, you know, 704th Tank Destroyer, or whatever outfit it was, had to paint, white paint. I was trying to think of what you call it. But anyway, we had to paint everything, and we had to go up towards Belgium. And it was radio silence. So when there was radio silence, we turned in good music. It was either the BBC or Axis Sally, the German. And we put Axis Sally on, I remember. She played real good jazz and the music we enjoyed. And then she gets on and she says, you know, 4th Armored Division, we know where you are. You're near Longwy, Belgium. And that was where we were. There was a Longwy, France, and a Longwy, Belgium. We were right there. Now, I guess they must have had people, you know, some of the farmers were working for the German army. So we got nothing happened except.
What did that feel like when you heard that on the radio?
we laughed. It was a joke to us that we were supposed to erase all our identification.